Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Classes won't resume on the Michigan State University campus until Monday after the deaths of three students and the wounding of five others in a shooting last night. Police don't know the motive. The suspect took his own life. CBS's Charlie DeMar says some students with bags packed told him they were heading for the airport.
We wanted to get the first flight home. We wanted to be with our families. They just didn't feel safe on campus, even though obviously authorities have secured the campus. These kids, their innocence was shattered, you know, for a lot of them last night, and they just wanted to be with loved ones to try and begin to process what unfolded here last night.
In Parkland, Florida, the community gathered earlier to mark 5 years since the shooting rampage that took the lives of 14 students and three staff members at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Parent Richard Luscombe attended the vigil with his son.
Sometimes it feels like it was just yesterday, and other times it feels like it's actually been quite a while. I think the most important thing about it is that the community does continue to keep together and to remember, because the lives that were lost will never be forgotten.
The U.S. intelligence community is giving strong consideration to the possibility that the objects the U.S. shot down out of the sky in the past week were neither spy balloons nor owned by hostile nations. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The leading theory now is that the objects the U.S. shot down last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday could have been benign, used for research or commercial purposes. The determination is not definitive. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre notes the debris still hasn't been reached.
We just don't know yet. We actually just don't know.
Jean-Pierre says the administration is this week developing protocols for how such objects should be handled going forward.
There's growing concern from Ohio residents about possible toxic fallout after a train crash earlier this month. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
Residents in the area are complaining of sore throats and headaches after chemicals were released during the controlled burn of the derailed train cars. Officials are adamant that there's no threat to human life, but Ohio's Natural Resources Department revealed an estimated 3,500 fish were killed. Officials continue to test the air, water, and soil nearly 2 weeks after the derailment.
A Senate Judiciary Committee discusses how to protect children from online stalkers and bullies. Kristen Bride, a social media reform advocate and mother of a teenager who took his own life, testified.
Let us be clear. These are not coincidences, accidents, or unforeseen consequences. They are the direct result of products designed to hook and monetize America's children.
The United Nations chief warns that global sea levels have risen faster, and their relentless increase is putting countries like Bangladesh, China, India, and the Netherlands at risk. He warns that it acutely endangers nearly 900 million people living in low coastal areas. This is CBS News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is the Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, they're Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, they're Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
And for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Wow. Ronnie Jackson, congressman from Texas, so disgusted by Rihanna's performance last night at halftime that he suggested Ted Nugent. We are playing, is it Teddy or Riri? That Nadine, what a teenage queen. She looking so clean, especially down in between. What I like. Wang dang, sweet poon tang. Wang dang, sweet poon tang.
Oh my God. I'm pretty sure Riri has never uttered the name Nadine, so I'm going to go with Teddy.
You're right. That is a classic Ted Nugent song. You know, they just don't write lyrics like Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang anymore, and it just is, it's underappreciated. Such a shame.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Tuesday edition, the Valentine's edition of As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. I cannot promise there will be as much poontang talk on today's show, but I'm wishing you plenty of it today for all those who celebrate.
It's a lot to ask. You know, you can only handle so much.
Oh, well, unfortunately, I don't think today is going to, you know, I feel like the emotional roller coaster of this show is that we always have to start on bad, heavy stuff. And then by the end of the show, we can laugh about
other things.
Ted Nugent lyrics.
Exactly.
And it's going to be no different today. I promise you, if you stick with us for the whole show, we will end on a very positive note. We are talking to Chris Corkery at the end of the show today, who started the 100-acre farm in Century City.
So cool.
So literally on 31st and Capitol, you would never guess it's there. It's an urban farm that is growing fresh fruits and vegetables for local food distribution. And it's such a great use of that space, and I can't wait to talk to him.
And it's been kind of unsung.
Yeah, it opened in 2021, so it's going into its second year, or it's about to wrap up, I think, its second year. And there's been some local coverage of it, but not a lot. And so I'm really excited for him to be in studio for us to talk more about this. But you got to stick with us to get to the feel-good stuff, because this hour, the news hour, there is not a lot of happy news this morning, because here we are again. We are now over 50 mass shootings in 2023 alone. We are on track to see over 620 by the end of this year. Last year we had 690. And last night, you probably have already heard it. I know we've been saying it in our newscasts. At least three people were killed. Has there been an update on?
Not so far.
Okay. So at least three people were killed and five others were injured after a gunman opened fire on the Michigan State campus in East Lansing. And there was another shooting also reported at the college's fitness center. And so the authorities had ordered students to take shelter. And police say that the 43-year-old gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot after an hours-long manhunt. And as of right now, I don't think there's still any idea on motive.
No, or not background. That I've seen.
And I think for the next 48 hours, all MSU's classes and activities have been canceled. And it's a developing story. That is another tragic story that happened on the eve of today, which marks 5 years since the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Florida.
That's in Florida. There are so many we need to specify.
Yeah.
I think.
And not only that, but now we're at a point where there are people, young people, who have lived through not one, but two mass shootings. And so I woke up this morning to see this video circulating across social media of a young Michigan State student whose handle is JMatt with five T's, who I looked through her other TikToks, and she's just a normal
student kid.
She's
yeah.
just a 21-year-old kid. And then she posted this last night.
So the reason I'm making this video right now is because it is almost 1 a.m. and I am currently directly across the street from where the shootings at Michigan State occurred. I am 21 years old, and this is the second mass shooting that I have now lived through. 10 years and 2 months ago, I survived the Sandy Hook shooting. And when I was crouched in the corner in school in Newtown, Connecticut on 12/14/12, I was hunched in the corner with my classmates for so long that I actually got a PTSD fracture in my L4 and L5 in my right lower back. I now have a full-blown PTSD fracture that flares up anytime I am in a stressful situation or anything occurs that's aggressive like that. The fact that this is the second mass shooting that I have now lived through is incomprehensible. My heart goes out to all the families and the friends of the victims of this Michigan State shooting. But we can no longer just provide love and prayers. It needs to be legislation. It needs to be action. It's not okay. We can no longer allow this to happen. We can no longer be complacent. I'll forever be Sandy Hook strong and forever be Spartan strong.
Can you imagine?
No. I really can't. Surviving. And again, Sandy Hook, those kids were 5 and 6 years old. They were babies. Babies. And we did nothing.
And, you know, in the face of Uvalde last year, we did something. You know, there was a the most sweeping, if you want to call it that, bipartisan attempt at some gun reform. I don't know. You know, the thing is, it's the CDC is not allowed to study guns.
That hasn't changed.
It might have changed. It's but I know this last year because we've talked about it on this show. There was a study that was done recently, released recently, on the patterns of these shootings. That they're mostly men. That it's almost always with guns. That it's always almost always a lone person. There's almost always some kind of trigger, or like there's some kind of triggering event in the person's life within the last year or so, that there is telltale signs as far as domestic abuse, other violence, online comments. And so that report came out this year following the patterns. But for a very long time, and if it's changed, I was unaware, but for a very long time, the CDC has not been able to research gun violence as a public health crisis.
As of 2021, this is an article from NPR, which says, for more than two decades, the gun lobbies and Republican allies in Congress have effectively blocked federal funding for firearms research, arguing that such studies will undermine constitutional rights of lawful gun owners. But the CDC under Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that will now finally start to change.
So maybe that's why we started to see the report that came out this year.
Yeah.
But it's two decades worth to catch up
on. We're so behind.
And, you know, from 2014 to 2022, there was a 60% increase in the number of children under 11 who died from mass shootings.
That's now the leading cause of death for children in America.
It's the leading.
It's guns.
It's the first. It's the leading.
It's number one.
And in general, I mean, it's been 153% jump since 2014 of the number of mass shootings we see every year. And so it's not getting better at all.
And we have more guns on the streets than ever. Yeah. And I thought more guns would make us safer.
Good guys with guns? I know. Where was the good guy with the gun on campus?
Well, then we need more guns.
That's clearly what it is. Because I want to... It's so frustrating because it's just the attempt of we're just learning to live with this because there is not the political will and there are so many groups out there fighting for your right to have a gun that we can't make any progress, that everyone's safety and innocent lives lost
daily
doesn't matter because of your right to have a gun. And we are apparently okay with that. And it is so, I mean, there is moments. I think this morning was one of them. I love Wisconsin. I love being an American. But I get it. I get the people who are like, I may move. Because it's so random. And it's everywhere. It's school, it's campus, it's grocery stores, it's Walmart, it's churches.
Synagogues.
It's just inescapable as far as it's in states that have really strict gun laws. It's in states that don't, because if you're in a state that has strict gun laws, you don't have to drive that far to go to a place that it's easy to get a gun. You know, even in Milwaukee, you know, Milwaukee has no gun stores. But it's not that all the surrounding areas around Milwaukee do.
Right.
And so some people may criticize me for the leap I'm about to take. But the other terrible news that we as a community have been dealing with was a police officer's murder last week. And his funeral was yesterday. And 3,000 people showed up. And I want to talk about that when we come back. Because it's still... Both cases are people who shouldn't have guns. And whether they're getting them legally or illegally, the excess and access to them is the underlining factor here. So if you have reactions about Michigan State, if you have reactions on Peter Jervin's funeral, and our access and excess of guns, 844-967-2789. We will take your texts, we will take your calls, and we'll be right back.
We'll miss you, Miss Murphy. Miss Razan, no, no. You're strong, Miss DeVino. And Miss Sherlock and Miss Hawksprung. We thank all of you. What you did was awesome.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 41. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High of 45. Chance for snow tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 25. Overcast skies. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. We are starting today's show on a fairly somber note because of yet another shooting at Michigan State camp at Michigan State's campus last night, and the general feeling of here we are again, when we say there's been over 50 mass shootings, that doesn't include the one-off shootings.
Oh, right.
And
a mass shooting, by the way, is 4 people or more.
Which sometimes, and this is going to sound awful to say, but it almost feels like there needs to be different gradations of words, because 4, and all of them are bad. All
and horrible.
Of them are bad.
Yes.
But to sometimes put 21 in the same category as 4.
Look at Las Vegas.
Or Las Vegas. And it's. But again, what as I just said, it doesn't also account for the one-off homicides, the one-off accidents, the one-off tragedy at the end of a gun. And our general acceptance. And I've said this before, it makes my mother crazy, but we have guns in our house. Mike is a gun owner and he's a responsible gun owner. I don't think I've ever seen him pull it out, but it's in the house. And I need to be a responsible gun owner and learn how to handle it.
Yes.
If we're going to be in the house and there's things like that. So it's like, I'm not saying that I'm not trying to take guns away from, but responsible gun owners, but is there nothing else we can do? And I just, overwhelmingly in Wisconsin, we talk about, there's a lot of gun owners in Wisconsin, and yet every public opinion poll says the majority are in favor of common sense gun laws. And if we had more restrictions and registrations on who had guns, maybe it would be easier to limit how many guns are in the hands of people who shouldn't have them, like the young man who, in the middle of a robbery, killed the police officer Peter Jarvin last week. And, you know, people can make this about, we haven't talked a lot about this. Last week was a crazy week for news. I think I sometimes struggle with, what is there to say besides it was awful? And especially everything I've heard through people I know in Milwaukee who knew him, him being Peter Gerving, was that he was an incredible person.
Yes.
And so, but his funeral was yesterday, and it was in Brookfield. Over 3,000 people were there. And the investigation is ongoing of what happened. And the 19-year-old kid also died in that struggle when he shot Peter. And I don't know if it was Peter's, Officer Gerving's, his fire back.
I think that's still being determined.
Yeah. And, but, you know, people are going to want to talk about he was out on bail. And we are talking about, we have Jessa Nicholson, who's a criminal defense lawyer, coming back at noon to talk about cash bail. People want to talk about crime in Milwaukee. And there's a lot of different things we can point to. But ultimately, the common denominator here is that it's people who shouldn't have guns having guns. And yes, is there a market, an illegal market for having guns?
Certainly.
Yes. Is it also easy to get a gun in Wisconsin? Yes. Even despite no gun, there is no gun stores in Milwaukee. And I think it's whatever you want to call it, naivete, racism, ignorance, as far as not seeing that all of these things are linked. And it's the guns.
As you said, I know many responsible gun owners. My brother-in-law has a concealed carry permit, which I have absolutely no problem with. And we've talked about this. We talked about this at Christmas. He knows how to use them. He's been around guns all of his life. He's taken training for them. The idea of passing permitless carry is I just find that cuckoo. I don't understand how any responsible gun owner would be in support of permitless concealed carry.
I don't. And if give me something besides it's our right because of the Second Amendment. Why on earth do you need a license to drive and you do not need a license to own a gun?
Because the Constitution doesn't mention cars.
You know that we have the oldest and least updated constitution in the world?
When was the last?
Other countries update their actual constitutions.
Yeah.
And we do not because of originalism, which that is a whole other topic that we need to talk about, because domestic violence and domestic abusers, I need to get more details on that case. But a federal court just said that basically the boyfriend loophole, trying to close it, is unconstitutional.
So your abuser can keep his gun.
Yes. And I just don't understand our legal and moral capacity to prioritize guns over human life. I don't. And I don't understand anyone who feels that way, as open-minded as I try to be. Well, when we come back, we're going to still shift gears a little bit, but look a little bit into what Wisconsin has or has not done when it comes to taking the reins in our own fate when it comes to gun control, and tie that to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which is the primary, is a week from today. And so we'll also talk a little bit about how expensive that race is getting. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says of last night's shootings on the Michigan State University campus,
3 lives have been lost and 5 seriously injured. And it's a family's worst nightmare.
It's happening far too often in this country.
Mr. Biden is calling for additional gun control measures. 5 years to the day after a mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, the community gathers in Parkland, Florida. WFOR-TV's Joan Murray says family members and an area nonprofit are attempting to build a permanent memorial.
The concentration really for these families will be to keep the memories of the 17 who died alive.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says of three objects shot down over North America within several days,
the intelligence community did say that they are considering or looking at this to be potentially benign. But of course, we want to make sure that we get the objects so we can actually, or the debris from the objects, just to be more clear.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Everybody, near and far, I'm going to Paris to stop this war. All those cats got to listen to me because I am the judge and you can plainly see. I want a big round table.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Madnair. Thank you for tuning in wherever you're tuning in, whether it's on a radio or streaming or on the Civic Media app, which you can find in your app store, or if you're listening to this as a podcast, which you can always do, and you can find it on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts. And while you're there, you should subscribe and maybe even rate us. But coming back to the heavy topic of the topics of the day, starting with Michigan State and the shooting that happened there last night and the funeral for Officer Peter Jarvis yesterday. And It's just a heavy way to start the day.
It is. Guns in America.
Yeah.
And today is also the anniversary of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah. And you said we had a couple people.
We do. We have on the talk line text. You can send us a text. You can give us a call at 844-967-2789. Texter from the 262 says, the fact is nothing will change with guns in America until there's campaign finance reform. Corporations buy the legislation they want. Look at what's happening in East Palestine, Ohio. The railroad purchased enough lawmakers to force regulations to change. The needs of the public are secondary to what money politicians can collect from their lobbies. And the 414 says, unfortunately, we have become such a violent society, we're almost immune to the gun violence. We seem to be more interested in balloons in the sky than the welfare of our neighbors. Just a thought.
Is it that we're more inherently violent as a country and as a culture?
I guess that's debatable. I would say humanity's always been pretty darn violent.
Yeah.
I think the tools with which to perpetrate that violence are just more accessible.
And more, is the right word to use, potent?
Lethal.
Lethal?
Yeah. Lethal.
As far as a musket is very different than a semi-automatic weapon?
Yeah. Loading a musket actually took a little time.
Took some effort. And probably knowledge. You think just anyone could load a musket?
Well, you tamp down the gunpowder and you throw the ball in.
Do you know how to do this?
No, but I think we could figure it out.
But it just, and it feels like we at least should do something. And I say that in the attempt of negating or circumventing any of people who are like, well, if you point to different states, like criminals are always going to get guns. Shouldn't we at least make it harder? Because, no, I can't think of the comedian who has a whole bit on this, because he's Australian. And Australia banned semi-automatic weapons decades ago. And he has a whole bit that he goes, you know, but you can get it, you can still get it on the black market. And he goes, do you know how expensive a semi-automatic weapon is in the black market? And so, yes, these things always exist. Things that are illegal, just like drugs, exist no matter what. But the attempt to get them becomes a lot more expensive. The calculated risk of whether or not I should own one of these things, if I can get in trouble for it, becomes a different rationale than we have now. I mean, I know, and I'm not going to name his name, Mike has a friend who lives in Mequon, who is not a hunter, who just owns a semi-automatic weapon because he can, because he likes toys.
It's not a toy.
It's not a toy.
What does he do with this thing? Does he go out shooting with it?
I have no idea.
Is that how he mows his lawn?
He's just a...
He likes to show it off.
He likes to show it off.
Oh, cool. When they're drinking, I'm just assuming. Anyway.
And so it's just this... It's this prioritization and preference for guns, whether it's as protection, for hunting, for toys, that matter more than the thousands of people that die every year.
And it's not just the people who are killed in gun violence. And we've talked about this and brushed on this a little bit before. Just because you survive a gunshot wound does not mean your life is not altered irrevocably forever, depending upon the injury that you suffer from these gunshots.
And it doesn't, and it's, and that doesn't even count all of the loved ones impacted by having someone you love die from gun violence or gun accidents.
Right. That too. I can't tell you the number of children riding in the car with mom or dad and find a loaded gun under the seat and accidentally shoot their parent or their sibling or their grandma.
And so with this, you know, as we mentioned before, there was bipartisan legislation that passed federally last year but a reminder of what has happened in Wisconsin. Over the years, Wisconsin has passed several laws that increase access to and legal use of firearms. We have done nothing in that same window of time since 2014, where the country has seen a 153% increase in mass shootings, where 60% of more children under 11 are being killed by guns. We have only increased access to guns in this state, despite the majority of people, gun owners included, saying they want common sense gun laws in this state.
Yes.
Last year, there were bills that were introduced to reduce the age for getting a concealed carry license from 21 to 18 years old, to allow legal gun owners to drive on school property with guns in their car.
Great idea.
And recognize concealed carry licenses from other states. There was also, I think this wasn't last year, I think it was 2021, to make Wisconsin as a sanctuary state for the Second Amendment. And so we've only wanted to make it easier. And why is this? It all comes back to our gerrymandered maps. It all comes back to having a state legislature that is not responsive to the people who put them there.
Because they don't have to be.
Because they don't have to be. And so I come to my plea that will not be the last time I make this plea. Vote next Tuesday.
It's critical.
Vote April 4th and tell everyone who can vote in Wisconsin in your life how important this election is. And I know people, are saying there's abortion on, but this, it all comes back to our gerrymandered maps, because even with abortion rights, that is also having some access to abortion is also overwhelmingly popular and wanted in our state. And so if we had a legislature with lawmakers who actually listened and compromised and showed up, maybe we could actually start having representative government. And the only way we're going to get there before some miracle 10 years from now is by flipping the court.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, this is our only, this is our shot this decade, basically, because even if I would assume that the next Supreme Court race is 2 years from now, they basically are every two, I mean, they're 10 year terms, and then they become, because the last
they're
one was
staggered,
2020,
right?
And Hagedorn was that early 2019 or 2018? That one might have been 2019. Was that a special election that it was?
It may have been.
Could you look that up quickly to see from after the 2022 who's up for re-election? Because it's not, even if it goes to Dan Kelly, if it goes to Jennifer Doro and it stays 4-3, unless there's a conservative justice who's up for re-election in the next cycle, that's another delay. And so I can't impress on you enough. And so we're at the point where we are 1 week away from the primary. This is probably a good time to plug that we are going to be doing live coverage next Tuesday night across the Civic Media Network. I am going to be anchoring at 7 p.m., which should be fun. I did that a little bit for the midterm last fall. But if you were able to tune in last fall when we did midterm election night coverage, we are doing that again across the Civic Media Network with correspondents all over the state, since we, as a network, are all over the state. But because it's a big primary. I mean, it's a big primary. Obviously, the marquee, what everyone is watching, is the two candidates who will emerge from the Wisconsin Supreme Court race to go on to the general. But there's also the three Republican candidates who are vying for the state Senate District 8 seat and who will go up against the one Democrat that's running there. There's different mayoral races that are, you know, people are watching to see the top two candidates to come out. So there's so many aldermen running for different seats in Milwaukee. like four, there's a lot of the like three or four of the districts, aldermanic districts in Milwaukee have like four or five people running. And so there are a lot of really important races. Not every race has a primary, but we will be tracking all of that next week. And obviously eyes peeled on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, because I just can't stress enough that there's so much popular legislation and policy that actually has bipartisan support of voters, of residents, not of lawmakers. But that's because the lawmakers are not actually listening to the people and who say this is what we want.
And that's because of gerrymandering.
And that's because of gerrymandering. And it's always so, I mean, I've cared about this since I got back. And our mutual friend, Steve Scafidi, has been like, I don't think people care. And it's, and I get it. It's complicated.
Doesn't seem it's like it should be a big deal, right?
And it, well, it's just, it's hard to connect it, right? The things that you care about most, whether that's the environment, whether it's gun control, whether it's women's health, whether it's, you know, even where we're at with shared revenue, like so many of the things that are your priorities, think about what's been introduced in the state legislature and what's actually passed. What's never gotten a hearing? What's gotten a hearing like gerrymandering did with 9 hours of testimony where the only person who testified in favor of the gerrymandered maps was Robin Voss?
Oh, you mean the leader of the assembly?
Yes.
Oh, Republican.
And the old, nothing happened. Nothing happened. 9 hours of testimony from different interested parties saying why this is bad for Wisconsin. Deaf ears.
And can I just throw this in here real quickly?
Sure. I feel like it's going to be snarky with that tone. I think I've learned your tone well enough.
Robin Voss only won his last election by 300 votes.
That was the primary. What did he end up winning by? Because he won by more, because Adam Steen ran again as a write-in candidate in the general, but he only won by 300 in the primary.
In the primary. Regardless, he almost lost that election, which is the first time that has almost happened in a decade. And all of a sudden, some of our Republican lawmakers seem a little more willing to talk to our Democratic governor about getting things done because they were afraid of losing their jobs.
I agree.
And we can get this kind of stuff, reaction from them, if we end the gerrymander. Hold them accountable. Make sure they are held accountable.
I totally agree. So, make a plan to vote next week. If you have questions about voting, text us. Email us. I promise I will respond. If you email asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us with a question about the election or voting, I will respond to you personally. That's asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. When we come back, a little better news. We're going to lighten it up. I promise. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm the law. They better not budge. I bust some head because I am the judge.
He is the judge. He is the judge. Everybody knows that he is the judge.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 41. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 45. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 25. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Well, I went to see my doctor. I said, Doc, I can't pay my bills. The rent's all spent, the truck's got a dent, and I think I'm getting the chills from being forced to sleep alone. You see, this house just ain't no home. I can't afford no kids, my life is on the skids, 'cause my woman says leave me alone. Unless you get a vasectomy, you ought to get a vasectomy. Just one little male.
Of course you found a song about vasectomies, Jane.
There's more than one option.
Oh, God. All right. Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And I got this email as a press release from our friends over at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin. And they are now offering a different kind of V-Day.
That's great.
V-Day that comes twice a week, and V-Day not for Valentine's, but for vasectomy. I'm kind of surprised. I guess I'm surprised that this wasn't already an offering there. I mean, I guess it comes back to resources and also maybe demand, because
that too.
Until Dobbs got turned over, demand, I should say since Dobbs, or Roe was turned over and Dobbs came down, vasectomies have gotten very popular.
Which is good.
Which is good. But I guess there is a lot of guys out there who, you know, can't trust a condom, don't like a condom. So they're like, let's just do a little snip snip.
We'll take care of this.
And so as of now, Planned Parenthood will begin as of this week. It has started to offer vasectomy services. And largely it's because demand for sterilization procedures has grown significantly since, especially even in Wisconsin, since all abortions are illegal for basically in the state. And in order to meet the demand and broaden access to different communities, there are going to be two different doctors who are going to perform vasectomies 2 days. Oh, I guess it's 2 days per month, not 2 days per week.
2 days per month is still good.
Yeah. At Planned Parenthood's Water Street Health Center in Milwaukee. And depending on how it goes, the program could be expanded to other parts of the state in the future. And and so I think this is a good thing. As a institution that is about family planning and responsible reproductive health care and women's health, part of that is access for men to have the option to have a seemingly pretty straightforward procedure.
Yeah.
That is pretty reliable as far as stats go.
And certainly less complicated than a woman getting her tubes tied.
Yes. But so it made me think, I wanted to announce that because they sent that out as their press release. And I said, you know, if you could share this with your different audiences and everything. I said, of course. But it made me think, because I had a friend who a couple years ago, after they had their two kids and they knew that they just wanted two kids and that was it. And so he went in and got a vasectomy, and almost a week, maybe even just a couple days after he did that, I found this video that is, and I wish, It's times like this where I wish I had a TV show instead of a radio show so I could show you this, because you're just going to have to rely on me trying to describe it, because it is chef's kiss to this woman who recorded the gift package that she made for her husband for his V-Day.
Right.
And
snacks. They were different snacks.
They were different snacks. So we're going to try to describe what I'm going to say what the snack was, give you a minute to like imagine what that snack looks like. And then I'll tell you the little notes that she placed. And all the notes are basically in the shape of little sperm. And the box that she put it in with the note on the box says, "Snip, snip, hooray. Happy V-Day. Love, wifey." And so the first snack is, if you can imagine, a bag of beef jerky.
Okay.
And they, you know, they're called beef tender strips. And the note that is placed right above beef tender strips is, "Sorry if you're beef tender." Beef is tender.
She included many, many, many snacks in this package.
Many snacks. So then the next snack is honey buns, which I hadn't heard of before. But they're like, it looks like they're Little Debbie, like cinnamon buns.
Okay, Little Debbie cakes.
Yeah. And just put a little note over to the side that says, "Sorry, honey buns." Which, and then there's like a little scissors next to it. And this one, I don't know if this is appropriate for radio. We can say it.
Okay.
Insinuation. But it's also Little Debbie cream pies and a little note that covers oatmeal cream pies.
Okay.
That just says unlimited cream pies.
I get that drift.
Got it?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's one with little bites. I didn't know what little bites are. This one's pretty good. It's a box of Milk Duds, and she covers the milk with a little note that says, "Now shooting duds."
She must have had more fun coming up with all this
stuff.
Oh, my
gosh. So then she has a bottle of Mountain Dew, and she covers the mountain, and she puts one note atop of Dew and one below Dew, and it says, "No more due dates."
Vasectomy gift package.
Yes. And there's Sour Patch Kids, and she says, "No more kids." And then she has Swedish Fish and says, "Time to retire the swimming fish." And then she has Ding Dongs, and she says, "Sorry about your Ding Dongs." It's just, she really went for it. We will link this video in today's notes, because
you want to see this.
It is so creative and funny, and also, you know, celebrating her husband for making the effort to make an investment and a sacrifice to their sex life, to their choice as a family to not have any more kids.
Right.
And so hats off to Planned Parenthood for now providing this service. Hats off to any men out there who can get over their own
hesitation.
We'll go with hesitation.
There are other words we could probably use, but we won't.
But we'll be supportive of the men who are aware and feel inclined to take a different, you know, their role in the reproductive health and family planning for your family and for yourself. And so, yeah, so a lighter way, a more celebratory way to end an otherwise heavy hour. But that about does it for the 11 o'clock hour. When we come back, Jessa Nicholson is back to talk about cash bail and why maybe we should look at some other options when it comes to letting people out that could still be dangerous. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Those little suckers right in two, and they clamp them off with super glue.
Oh, what a vast difference there could be.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the civic media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.